KKWA and KKWA HD1 West Lynn, Portland. KFBW HD2 Vancouver. This is 96.3 Way FM. Community Connect is a public service presentation of Way FM. Join us each week at this time as we engage in topics of conversation affecting our communities.
Welcome to Community Connect on Portland's Uplifting 96.3 Way FM. I'm Ryan Trotter. My guest today is David Lind. He is with Seed Player. First of all, David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ryan. Happy to be here.
All right, so what is Seed Player? Now, we're on the radio. I'm looking at the radio here, and it's really cool. But we're on the radio, obviously, so you can't see it. Theater of the mind, right? What is Seed Player?
Well, in the simplest of terms, Seed Player is a solar-powered audio Bible. And it's a wonderful in the sense that it's self-contained, doesn't need Wi-Fi, internet, DVD, TV, all those wonderful things that we have today. It's purely a standalone unit, but if you've got sunshine, you got power, and you can hear God's Word.
So, okay, so you said you can hear God's Word. What, when you have that little radio, what are you hearing?
Well, you know, the content is really key. We at Seed Player are kind of the manufacturers of this device, and it's printed on a 3D printer. My grandson got me enthused a couple years ago when he got one for Christmas, and I discovered that they're able to print these 3D printed shells for the electronics and so on that we call Seed Player. And that's kind of after the Matthew 13, Luke 13 parable of the sower and the seed. You know, we're getting the gospel of Jesus Christ out there far and wide, and in this day and age, I say, and fast.
Gotcha. Now, is this just in English?
No, actually, it contains a micro SD card and something similar you might have used in your camera or other things, but the micro SD card have virtually unlimited capacity these days. So we can put the entire Bible on there. Frankly, we can put the entire Bible in two or three languages on there. We get it, the material, we get it from Faith Comes by Hearing out of San Antonio, and they have many, many copies, maybe as many as 7,000 copies of the New Testament and Scripture. So we download it, and we have a relationship with them that allows us to do that for free. So we can distribute it to primarily these go to foreign countries, Uganda, Nigeria, India, and beyond.
And they're customized, obviously, in the language for the culture it's going to.
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes the missionaries have put other training on there, or one that we just finished. If I can tell a short story about Vacation Bible School at a local church here in Hillsboro, Oregon, they took and made this their project for Bible school. Boys and girls from kindergarten to sixth grade, a five-day Bible school in the morning, and their topic was, really, we want to give the gospel of Jesus out to foreign countries. And they picked a missionary here locally, Wycliffe Missionary, that goes to Indonesia, and they collected $3,170. Now, I think Mommy and Daddy probably helped in that. But, you know, I had a couple of them bring their little allowance Ziploc bag to me and say, hey, Mr. David, you know, how many will this buy? And I assured them that it would buy many and the story of Jesus would get out there. But next week, they're actually taking these 317 to Indonesia in the new language that Wycliffe has spent many years translating. The language is Bombom. I've never heard of it, but it is a new language to a particular community group there. And this time, instead of just paper Bibles, they're going to have the paper Bible, of course, but also the solar-powered audio Bible that we're providing with Seed Player, because honestly, more than half the people in the world cannot read. And, you know, so it's exciting to have this translation done. And then usually it's one of the indigenous people, the locals that speak Bombom, they read the Bible and capture that audio, and then we're able to put it on Seed Player. So the content is king, really, here.
As I look at one of your printed material, it says, Seed Player, partnering to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out far and wide and fast. I like that. In their heart language.
Yes, exactly.
What do you mean by that, in their heart language?
Well, we have a cleaning lady that's from El Salvador, and I was asking her to test one of the ones that I had made, and I make these shells in my man cave. But she put it up to her ear and hit go, and a little tear came to her eye. And I said, is that right? I said, what is it? She says, oh, it was in Spanish. And she said, my sister in El Salvador cannot read. She said, it would be wonderful if she could hear God's word. And so I gave her one, and I said, send it to your sister. But there are so many thousands around the world that can't read, and this is maybe the first time they've heard it in their heart language. And there's over 7,000 languages the Bible has been translated into. I mentioned Faith Comes by Hearing, Wycliffe, SIL, many other organizations are doing that kind of labor of love, translating it. And then we really just facilitate getting it out there in audio and in a manner that you don't, many people have, you know, different applications on their cell phones these days. But this is totally independent. I talked to somebody that speaks great English and lives in America, and he said he loves it because there's no distractions. His Facebook doesn't go ding. His email doesn't go ding. His alarm doesn't go ding. It's just audio, and it's just the Bible and other content that you put on it.
Yeah, that's. I think about that as reading the Bible, too, yes. Versus reading it on your phone. There's something Amen. About reading it. And so this is similar to that in the sense that it's self-contained as opposed to getting the ding that you've got this and that. Oh, exactly. I got to do this and do that. Yeah. We're talking with David Lend. He is with Seed Player on Portland's Uplifting, 96.3 Way FM. This is Community Connect. Tell me how Seed Player came about. Take me to the history of this. When did it start, and how has it progressed over the years?
Well, the inventor, the creator, is a guy by the name of Joel Lowen, L-O-W-N, and he was a missionary child and kid in the Philippine Islands. He went to Faith Academy, if any of you know that school in Manila, Philippines, but his dad was a missionary, dad and mom, but his dad was a missionary there in the Philippines, spoke Tagalog. The interesting thing is his dad was blind. So he did an amazing thing. He took the paper Tagalog Bible and he, I'll call it, transcribed it into Braille. And I was showing the boys and girls at Bible school this Braille Bible. And I mean, if you bring your Bible to Sunday school, you'd have to have a wagon to pull all the paper Braille Bible books. It was huge. So they got a new understanding of that and appreciation. So he had really a love for trying to get the gospel out, and he wanted to do something that was very reasonably priced, cheap device that can carry it and not do all these other sexy things that sometimes we get enamored with. So he created this Seed Player and the electronics. He created the electronics and put them out to bid, and somebody makes them. But the three-dimensional printing is just a really unique aspect of it. And our website is Seed Player, same name, seedplayer.org. And you can see the many, many, many colors that are possible. And we've done some. We did some for a small kids group in Ukraine, and it was a small community center for boys and girls. And we did 50 in blue and 50 in yellow, the Ukrainian colors, and we kind of meant boys and girls. And it was a wonderful experience. They use it with the boys and girls almost every day. And during the war, and we're still in it, but I mean, one of the troops came in, a chaplain that works with the army there in Ukraine, came in and saw it. And he just got all excited, and he said, how can we get some for our troops? Because it's important to be able to hear God's word. And so they've used that, and we've got we sent a couple of hundred over to the troops in Ukraine, and they can listen to it in the field, in their tanks, in their tents, and there's no, you know, radiation or anything that's trackable, findable. It's just an audio player.
Yeah, and it's very small, two pocket size, you know, a little bit, certainly smaller than a cell phone. Although the cell phones 20 years ago, that was a really cool size of a cell phone. Now Indeed. It's like, I wouldn't have one that small.
You know, get a chocolate one, it's about the size of a candy bar. Almost.
Yeah, there you go. Tell me about the monetary aspect of this. Nothing in life, unfortunately, to manufacture is free. Somebody's paying for it somewhere. How do you produce these? How do you get the funds to produce it and all that?
Yeah, we don't sell them, and we try to partner with pastors, missionaries, and just people. Somebody here in Portland, Oregon, at the church we go to, my wife and I, they wanted to get 20 of them. They work with the homeless ministry, and to certain opportunities when they have a chance to engage with a homeless person, they want to leave them with the Bible and some encouraging Christian music. And so that's one of them. But the partnering price is like $10. And honestly, the parts and the pieces and all that come to just about $10.
Okay,
so,
okay.
You know, both Joel and me, David, we're not making any money on this. I'm actually a retired naval officer, and I just enjoy the opportunity to work with Joel and get this out. So we look for people that are want to maybe just contribute to it, and maybe they're not. I tell people, my wife and I don't go to Kenya, but we certainly can facilitate that through our time and talents and financial support. So there's people that sometimes just donate money and they say, look, send it to whatever country is in need of the Bible, and we want to be part of it. But normally the projects come from missionaries, and they collect, 10 units costs $100. What do we spend going out to dinner with our spouse?
Too much. Well, I shouldn't say it's worth every penny, obviously, yeah, for the spouse. But I was just thinking, too, we're talking with David Lind with Seed Player here on Portland's Uplifting 96.3 WAY FM. I was just thinking about you talked about the housekeeper with the tear that came to our eyes. What stories do you hear about the Word of God and through Seed Player and how it's touched people's hearts?
Well, there's so many, and there was one, I think of one of the missionaries here in town, took 100 of them to Nigeria, and he gave them out to a number of people there. And sometimes the hardest thing is I've only got 100, and, you know, there's so many people, and they try to really... people that are interested, people that want to hear God's word. And this one lady, she took the Seed Player to the marketplace where every day she would bring her fruits and vegetables from her garden at home, and she would gather in the marketplace. She'd do her setup, and about 10 o'clock every morning, she would just sit on the curb and she would turn her Seed Player on. And the missionary, Rich Gardner, was telling me that after a couple of days, they began to have a little grouping of these ladies that came. It has a very powerful speaker for a little device. And every day the ladies were anticipating this get-together where they'd stop and they'd listen to God's word. So it's exciting to hear how it's gone out. People have found Jesus as their personal Savior after listening to it. You know, the Bible says God's word will not return empty, will not return void. And you and I were just
talking, what he sent it to accomplish.
Exactly. And you and I were talking just before we began here. You know, I believe that the soon return of Jesus is right around the corner, and these are going to still be here. When I get raptured, these are going to be here. I'm just trying to get so many out now that when we're gone, they can still hear God's word and come to Christ.
Yeah, the word of God is so powerful. And sometimes we as a society and even as Christians set the Bible aside. Where's my Bible? I don't know. I don't know, somewhere over there, right? And so it's so important to people in other countries and certainly to those that are hungry. We've got things like the Seed Player. So again, we talked a little bit about how the how somebody could support you, but where can they find out more info? Hey, this is interesting. This is intriguing. Either they want to get some themselves to distribute, or they want to support the ministry. How can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Seed Player, one word, seedplayer.org. We're an organization, and you can go there. We're a 501c3 and all that good stuff. But you can go there. You can communicate with us. You can find my connection point there. I'm David Lind. Joel is there. And you can just tell us your project that we'd love to partner with you. And remember that the content is really yours. We can help you get it and facilitate it. The Seed Player has three levels of navigation, so you can put a lot on here. It appears like a bookcase almost. You got a bookshelf. You got a book. And it got chapters in the book, so you can get through the Old Testament, the New Testament, and many other things.
The Word of God is powerful, and Seed Player is one, another way to get it out there, another outlet to get the gospel out to people. And I love, as you've mentioned some of these already, looking at ministries you've served, remote areas, homeless, prisoners, children, elderly, blind. It's a big one there. Street evangelism, women's shelters, military, vacation Bible school, and the great story of those kids at that vacation Bible school raising $3,000 for to send the missionary with these.
Should have seen how excited they were. They blew out the record that they had last year. They did a similar project, and they blew the record out by about 75 more. And I think the leader of the Bible school had enticed them somewhat by saying she would take a pie in the face at the conclusion if they broke the record. And I think it was a paper plate and whipped cream, but boys and girls really got into it, and they're excited. They ask me around church, Mr. David, you know, are they there yet? And are they doing, you know, what are they doing with them? And how are the people hearing? So it's wonderful to see young people get excited and involved.
It is. I'm looking again at this Seed Player. Very cool looking thing. Very small. It fits in the palm of your hand and is great to get the Bible, get the Word of God out. Seedplayer.org, S-E-E-D, player.org. If you want to find out more, you want to support the ministry and see more about what this is. Seed Player, partnering to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out far and wide and fast in their heart language. David Lynn, thank you very much for coming on the air today and talking about this.
Thank you, Ryan.
You've been listening to Community Connect with Way FM. Join us in more conversations each week at this time on Way FM.